First of all, I want to thank Sligo County Council under the Active Travel for the work that they've done from the footpaths from Colooney to Ballesteer. And the work is mostly now complete. It's only that there's a number of lights not working in areas. We have there at the train station where new lighting has gone in, and also going down between Colooney and Ballesteer where a number of lighting. So I've contacted the council to find out exactly how come that these lights aren't working. And the response I got back from them is to date that, that all the civil work has been done, and that they have to make contact now with the election supplier to push it ahead. So it'll be a number of weeks before this happens. And it's just disappointing, just mean, where people are using that road on a regular basis. And I'm delighted to see the pedestrian crosses now have been lit up, because that was a concern as well. But listen, as I say, I've been contacted by numerous people about this, and I'm hoping now that the council will push ahead and try and get this done and to finish the project off.
As you say, Councillor, it is quite disappointing that there are a number of stumbling blocks here. A lot of work has gone into making this particular route quite user-friendly between Colooney and Ballesteer. And as you've said already, it is quite disappointing that there's just more hold-ups with it now.
Yeah, well, especially coming into the winter, I suppose if it was in the middle of summer, we wouldn't have any concerns at all about it. But it's just coming into the middle of winter. And as I say, the area has been used constantly now, and it's great to see. But where the lights are off now, which, I mean, if you're coming from Parkes up, there's lights from Ballesteer to Parkes, then you're into a blind black spot, and then you're back into lights in Parkes of Colooney, and then you're out of lights again. So it's just a couple of patch areas that there's no lights in, and it is a concern to people. And as I says, I have got assurance from Sligo County Council that they will push ahead. And as I says, I'll keep on to the ESB and also Skyline to make sure that once the paperwork is signed, that we will push to see can we get it done as quickly as possible.